Poems Every Child Should Know. Edited by Mary E. Burt. Section 20. Read for LibriVox.org by Kara Schallenberg. This section contains one poem, The Lord of Burleigh. Part 2. Continued. The Lord of Burleigh. In her ear he whispers gaily, "If my heart by signs can tell, maiden, I have watched thee daily, and I think thou lov'st me well." She replies in accents fainter, "There is none I love like thee." He is but a landscape painter, and a village maiden she. He, to lips that fondly falter, presses his without reproof, leads her to the village altar, and they leave her father's roof. "I can make no marriage present, little can I give my wife. Love will make our cottage pleasant, and I love thee more than life." They by parks and lodges going see the lordly castle stand, summer woods about them blowing made a murmur in the land. From deep thought himself he rouses, says to her that loves him well, "Let us see these handsome houses where the wealthy nobles dwell." So she goes by him attended, hears him lovingly converse, sees whatever fair and splendid lay betwixt his home and hers. Parks with oak and chestnut shady, parks and ordered gardens great, ancient homes of lord and lady, built for pleasure and for state. All he shows her makes him dearer, evermore she seems to gaze on that cottage growing nearer, where they twain will spend their days. Oh, but she will love him truly, he shall have a cheerful home, she will order all things duly, when beneath his roof they come. Thus her heart rejoices greatly, till a gateway she discerns, with armorial bearings stately, and beneath the gate she turns. Sees a mansion more majestic than all those she saw before, many a gallant gay domestic bows before him at the door. And they speak in gentle murmur when they answer to his call, while he treads with footstep firmer, leading on from hall to hall. And while now she wanders blindly, nor the meaning can divine, proudly turns he round and kindly, "All of this is mine and thine." Here he lives in state and bounty, lord of Burleigh, fair and free. Not a lord in all the county is so great a lord as he. All at once the color flushes her sweet face from brow to chin, as it were with same she blushes, and her spirit changed within. Then her countenance all over pale again as death did prove, but he clasped her like a lover, and he cheered her soul with love. So she strove against her weakness, though at times her spirit sank, shaped her heart with woman's meekness to all duties of her rank. And a gentle consort made he, and her gentle mind was such that she grew a noble lady, and the people loved her much. But a trouble weighed upon her, and perplexed her night and morn, with the burden of an honour unto which she was not born. Faint she grew, and ever fainter, as she murmured, "Oh, that he were once more that landscape painter, which did win my heart from me!" So she drooped and drooped before him, fading slowly from his side. Three fair children first she bore him, then, before her time, she died. Weeping, weeping, late and early, walking up and pacing down, deeply mourned the Lord of Burleigh, Burleigh House by Stamford Town. And he came to look upon her, and he looked at her and said, "Bring the dress and put it on her that she wore when she was wed." Then her people, softly treading, bore to earth her body, dressed in the dress that she was wed in, that her spirit might have rest. Alfred Tennyson. End of section 20. Read by Kara Schallenberg on October 16, 2006, in Oceanside, California.